week, our piece is Stockings, Ripped Shirts, and Observations, Real Life Erotica by Mae Moore. Mae Moore lives in the UK and has her own sex blog to highlight that people have a choice how to express themselves sexually. She advocates that sex should be liberating and not bound by social conventions. Her writing is inherently personal, with posts describing her own sexual ventures into bondage, plus other more earnest articles pertaining to topical lifestyle issues. "Why don't you sit down over there?" he says, distracting me from fiddling with my stockings. He points to the sofa a few feet away from the table where we are sitting. I do as he tells me, and he places a candle on the cabinet next to my seat to light my face, sits down opposite, and looks intently at me without saying a word. Shifting position, I cross my legs. I'm wearing a fitted light blue shirt that acts like a very short dress. The loops of my black stockings are visible for him to see, and my rather ample cleavage protrudes from the neck of the shirt. My eyes dart around the room as I feel a little apprehensive. I usually do when his deep brown eyes are roving over my face and body, but also adore the attention. "Lay back." It's not a request. The metal frame sofa is made comfortable by a collection of cushions. I ease back into the pillows, and he grabs some pre-prepared scarves and pairless stockings and ties my wrists to the frame of the sofa. Rips my shirt open. I watch him as he also ties my right ankle, but leaves the left leg free. He nods, indicating he is pleased with his progress. The expression on his face is aloof as he swiftly grabs the front of my shirt and literally tears it open. One of the buttons flies into the air. He roughly twists the cups of my bra down so they are under my breasts, thrusting the flesh forward and up. Fuck, if I wasn't in the mood before, I certainly am now. My cunt contracts. Immediately, he bends forward and bites my left nipple before rewarding it with a caress from his tongue. I involuntarily let out a noise. He grabs some stockings and pulls one over my head so the thicker nylon is covering my eyes. I cannot see. Senses working overtime. This always slightly panics me, but excites me too. Now all the other senses must come into play so I can understand the occasion. My breathing quickens and I feel the velvety tendril of the whip strike my naked cunt. He shaved it earlier today, and the skin feels tender and sensitive. This is swiftly followed by a lash across my breasts. I am a little unnerved, scared that the tip of the whip may reach my face. It doesn't, and I let out a sigh of relief. He strikes my cunt a few times with his hand, which hurts far more than the whip. My breathing quickens. I wish I could see what's going to happen next. Suddenly I gulp as something is being thrust forward and back in my mouth. I know immediately it is not succulent enough to be his cock. It's one of the double-ended dildos. I know he loves to fantasize that I am sucking a cock while being fucked as well. Observations. The stocking rides up and springs off my head. He immediately puts it back on, but this time he pulls it too far down, and I find I can see through the lower denier nylon. I am pleased for some reason. I feel more in control if I can see. Even though it is my choice to give over power to him, I also really enjoy being able to see the expressions on his face. Now I observe him as he continues to thrust the dildo into my mouth. Pushing it so far back, my eyes begin to water. His eyes are focused with intent. Taking his belt off, he undoes the buttons on his flies, and his cock pokes through. I find this so horny. Not having his trousers completely down, his erect penis looks like a spear waiting to attack. Grabbing the left side of my knickers, he snatches them down over my free leg. Still, with the dildo in my mouth, he kneels between my legs and slowly pushes his cock into my cunt. Once it is all the way in, he pumps hard and fast, but then slows down for a bit, as he is still engrossed by me sucking the dildo as he fucks me. "You fucking whore, taking it from both ends," he snarls, and places his belt over my throat, pushing down slightly. The climax. I feel wet and almost ready to orgasm. Watching his face, when he thinks perhaps I can't see, makes me feel like a voyeur and very sexy. He withdraws and puts his head between my legs, gently licking my lips and clitoris. I can't hold back, my hips thrust forward towards his face as I climax loudly. I don't have any time to languish in post-coital bliss, as immediately he puts a dildo at the entrance to my cunt and straddles me, lifting my head so my mouth engulfs his cock. It's full and bulging out, so I want to be able to use my hands to grasp and stroke. I can't, but I can see him through the stocking mask. I look up, I open and close my eyes quickly. I don't want him to catch me watching. He now begins to handle his cock with his right hand, and with his left swiftly lands a slap on the side of my arse cheek. My eyes begin to water again, and I gasp as he thrusts his dick forward, almost choking me. Placing his hand on my forehead, he pushes it down. The sheer dominance he is riding over me has me wet again. His knob is poised at the entrance of my mouth as he jerks the skin. I hear him groan, and he shifts slightly. His face contorts. His mouth widens as he exhales. Now I can feel it. The first shot lands at the back of my throat, the next on my cheek, then my mouth, as he yanks the last drop from his orgasm. If you loved what you just heard and want more, follow Mae Moore on social media on Twitter at Moore_matters, or check her out at ifsexmatters.co.uk. Want more? Head to masturbationmonday.kaylalords.com for all the one-handed reads you can handle. Thank you.